For more than 20 years, the group now known as ACT-IACT has been a medium of information exchange between government and the information technology industry. Now, more recently, it's formalized the learning of specific government IT topics through its Academy program. We'll get more from Jim Beaupre, director of the ACT-IACT Academy. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jim, tell us about the program and what you teach and who you teach.
Well, the program was started a couple of years ago, and it's really now taking off. It is an effort to do training, not exactly all IT, but more policy-unique classes that are very much aimed towards what is going on in agencies. All the classes are designed to be collaborative. That is, both industry and government come to the classes, so therefore the dialogue is quite different than if it was just all industry or all government. And classes on data sharing, on creating an innovative environment, on FAR for non-acquisition professionals, all those, quite a few different classes.
And so who does the teaching of both, when you have both sides, government and industry, who's kind of the neutral party doing the instruction here?
Well, that's the really good part, because generally the instruction is done by both industry and government together. And it's been interesting because we designed 11 classes for, you know, unique classes for the, for this collaborative group of industry and government. And all the classes were developed by teams of government and industry people working to come up with what would this class, what would this information be provided to both those groups so we could give it to them in a collaborative environment.
So what are the most popular classes and why do you think they're so popular?
Well, some of them have surprised me. We just finished a class on obtain a working knowledge of the FAR for non-acquisition IT professionals. It was very popular. It was actually taught by an attorney from the government, and the people just raved about it. The people in the class said, gee, I wish we had brought more people from our office. It was a day-long class. Tomorrow we have a class on GSA, and it's not, you know, how to get a GSA schedule, but it's all about what of all the compliance issues and why would the government use a GSA schedule? So, again, it's a little bit unique. Later this month we have which one that really surprised me. It's a class on cost and pricing, bid-no-bid decisions on federal contracts. So I thought, well, gee, that's going to draw mostly industry. Well, we have over 35 registrants from the class, and about one-third of them are government. They're interested in how industry prices and views cost and pricing for federal contracts.
So teaching the FAR to non-acquisition people, I guess, is like teaching the virtues of meat to vegetarians. What do you put into the course to make it appealing to people? I mean, it sounds like there's a real thirst for knowledge across the board here.
Well, that one really surprised me, Tom. That came actually from an SESer in the government when we were reaching out to the community saying, what classes would you like? That suggestion came from an SESer and said, look, what I need to know is I don't want to know the FAR like a contracting officer. What I would like to know is enough knowledge so I can speak to project managers, so I can speak to to contracting officers, so I can speak to people in my group to have enough knowledge. So it's a one-day class that just covers what are the issues with regard to the FAR and IT, how acquisitions take place, what rules come into place, and a general knowledge, not getting into, you know, part 80.4 or anything like that, but just a good working knowledge of the FAR.
And, Jim, put your academy into perspective. I mean, it seems to speak to a lack of communication elsewhere between industry and government.
Boy, Emily, you hit it right on the head, because I look at the 11 classes that we have developed, and at the end of the day, I say they're really all communication classes. As you both know, our real successful program for the last bunch of years has been the Partners in Voyages program, and now we have an Associates program, and that was a collaboration between industry and government that helps them communicate. This is another way to help industry and government communicate on issues that involve both groups.
We're speaking with Jim Beaupre. He's director of the ACT IAC Academy. And, of course, you've been following federal acquisition and advising people and conducting it yourself for so many years. Do you think the recent budget tightness and some of the other developments that don't happen too often, like sequestration, that have occurred in the government have increased the need for this kind of collaborative learning?
I think that, you know, certainly the budget issues, because everybody wants to understand the opposing view, as it, you know, industry wants to understand what government is going through. Government wants to understand what the issues with industry are, and budget constraints certainly increase the quest for that kind of knowledge. There's no doubt about it.
And from the conversations that have happened in your classes, I'm just wondering if you can share some tips on communication between government and industry, also on trust, because that's one of the things that you talk about in advertising your learning opportunities, that somebody can go and find out who they can trust.
Whether it's government or industry, every class we have, someone comes out, whether it's, you know, one or the other, and says, boy, I didn't understand that. That's what they were dealing with. And that's the really good part of our classes. So they're coming out of the classes with just what we expected, a knowledge of the other side of the coin.
And so just give us some of the logistics here. Where do the classes take place? Is there a charge for them? And can you get continuing education credits for them?
Well, we are an IASET certified facility. So, yes, you can get continuing education unit credits with these classes, and we do give them. They are held at the ACT IAC headquarters office, which moved about 6 or 8 months ago to a much larger facility on the fifth floor on 3040 Williams Drive in Fairfax. And we have about a 30-person classroom, which has really worked out very well. A lot of really nice audio visuals. And so right now all the classes are being held there. Though in the future, as the classes become, shall we say, better, we hope to film some of them and turn them into online learning. Now the price is we're charging $149 for a half-day class and $249 for a full-day class.
And among the industry, who do you find are the most eager to sign up? I'm just wondering if they are big or established firms or small businesses or those trying to get into the market for the first time.
So far, it's all of what you just said. As we all know, there's a whole mid-level that's missing. You know, we have a lot of new people coming into this federal marketplace from both industry and government, just out of college or, you know, a few years experience. We have a lot of senior people who are leaving government. Now, those aren't interested in the class, but it's all those middle people. So what we've been having attend our classes is 30-somethings, you know, the Generation Xers. Those are the ones that have really been filling up our classes.
And are you getting any help from the councils, such as the CIO Council or the Human Capital Council or any kind of group involving contracting officers?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have. We reached out to government and industry to people to help us build our content for the classes. And we had 8 different agencies step forward and offer volunteers. Some of those were contracts people. Some of them was our attorneys. Some people from OPM. So we've had quite a few people helping build this content, so the content would be something that their people would like to attend. So they've been sending the people to the classes.
All right, and they can go to ACT, I think it's IAC Online, right? ACT Online.
It's actiac.org.
Okay. You can tell I'm dating myself here when I better update my URLs. Jim Beaupre is director of the ACT IAC Academy. Jim, as always, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Emily.